You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We like to think there's no other morning show in Denver like this one, and we know for a fact there's no feature like this one called No Filter Friday, where you can call in and talk about anything you want. I don't know. I'm worried about today's.
You seem slightly irritated for some reason.
No,
with
I'm
that
not
sigh.
No.
What
I'm
was
not irritated
the sigh?
At all. I think I'm just.
Concerned?
Because No Filter Friday can sometimes go way off the rails.
Correct.
We'll see what happens today. Kevin's first. Hey, Kevin, welcome.
Good morning. Love you guys.
Well, we love you,
Kevin.
Back.
Day.
You as well. Do you have a, who's your special Valentine?
My special sweetie is my wife, Brenda. Mm-hmm. And I love her so much because she does everything for me every day of the week. It's
Well, you seem very helpless.
Well, she
chews my food for me.
Cuts the crust off my sandwiches.
Yes.
You know.
She's the best.
Steak. Yeah. Oh. The laundry, cleans the house. I mean.
Kevin, what do you do for her?
What do you provide?
What do I do? Well,
what do you provide?
What would she say about you, Kevin?
See, I pay her public service bill.
Oh, Kevin.
God, get off the phone. Hold on. See what I said? Did I not warn you about today's segment? He talked about his wife doing all of these things.
All the chores.
Know,
well,
I pay the electric bill.
He was acknowledging that she does a lot for him. Put him back. Put him back
I'm not
on.
Putting him back on.
Why?
You know.
He's still going.
He's still.
She mows the lawn. She paints the house.
Let me put him back on hold. The whole time he was on hold, he was talking.
You're right. I'm done with him.
No. Kevin, thank you for
Kevin, thank you, sir.
Great call, buddy. Thank you. We appreciate you. And Brenda. Did you know his wife, Brenda?
Rare.
Great kisser.
Rare.
Jamie, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What's on your mind, Jamie?
Oh, I just wanted to tell you about a funny Valentine's Day joke I played on my husband.
Oh, we have
Is
to
it the kind
it.
Of thing that we can air?
Yeah. Okay. So I started doing this selling things on Poshmark. Do you guys know what that is?
I think
Sounds
I know.
Sounds familiar, yeah.
It's a lot of women go on there and you sell like your gently used clothes or sometimes things with tags.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, my stepdaughter Zoe has a market thing on there. That's right. Okay.
Yeah. So I got one of those and I started to post things. So my daughter and I were, you know, dressing my mannequin and, you know, different things. And I just started like cracking up last night. I go, oh my God, we have to put one of your dad's favorite concert shirts on this mannequin because he's got like an addiction to music. So he has this original concert shirt from like when this band came to Red Rocks the first time, the John Butler Trio, who he like adores. And it's all holy and kind of ripped on the top. And like, you know, so we put it on the mannequin and did like a little, what is my daughter calls it, a thought tie, where you like tie the side up so you know it would show the midriff.
Yeah.
And kind of styled it all hipster style and like took pictures. And then I like pretended like I posted it on my marketplace and I go downstairs. I'm like, oh, look what I just posted, you know, to sell. And he was like, you're not selling my shirt. I hardly have any clothes. What? Like, it was so funny. We were cracking up.
Well, I guess you had to be there.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because it's like he would have been
yes.
very upset.
No, that's a great prank. I love it.
I think it's an adorable story. Let me ask this. How much money do you make off of your online store?
Oh, it's not a lot.
Average.
Usually what you do
Average.
Is you put it, you keep money in like an account and then you go and buy, you know, other things.
Yeah, I know, but what do you make?
I know how it works. We're asking like on an average month, what do you think your profit might be roughly?
It's not that much. Maybe like $100. It's
nothing
I don't
wrong.
But it's a fun
much.
Little side hustle
That's
and something to keep you busy.
So like real expensive, you know,
no,
things on
you're,
there.
You're
not,
apologizing,
yeah.
Jamie. You don't need to. I'm saying $100 is nice. Date night, you go.
It's
yeah.
great.
Right.
Plus you get rid of crap out of your house.
And Jamie, one
right.
more question. Where would somebody buy a mannequin?
Whoa.
I'm asking for a friend.
Hold on.
Asking
Hold
for
on.
A friend.
Jamie, thank you for that call. Did I ever tell you the story about the lady I went out with a couple of times? And she, when I went over to her house, she said, come out here to my garage. And she had a mannequin that was just out in the garage. And she, it was just the top half. And she would dress it up and leave it in the garage.
Yes. Weird. And I think I told you all growing up, my mom had a mannequin set up in their bedroom with her wedding dress on it. That was in their bedroom for like 10 years, a full-size mannequin that they got from like a Montgomery Ward or something that was closing
that's
out.
That's weird.
That's super weird, right?
That's weird.
Right?
Ugh. Here's Rob. Rob, good morning. Welcome to No Filter Friday.
Yippee-ki-yay, boys. It's Rod.
Oh, it's Rod, like as in fishing.
Oh, okay.
As in fishing.
All right, Rod. You have a special somebody today, Rod?
Well, if you're asking about Valentine's Day, I've been married 32 years, so my wife's got me as a present, so really anything else would be just you, kind of...
And like fish, Rod, you are quite a catch.
Anticlimactic.
That's a long time. Good for you guys.
Where'd you meet her?
I met her at work. Caught her in the stairwell, and I mentioned that she drove a CRX, and then she said, how do you know what car I drive? And it went on from there.
You're like, because so, I'm stalking you.
So you stalked your wife, and she married
you. Yeah, she didn't know.
You guys do anything else in the stairwell?
Not that day. She got out as quick as she could. So,
Can't blame her.
She tried to break up with me once we were dating, but Stockholm Syndrome finally took up, and, you know, the rest is history.
Oh, Rod, I like you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Why did you call? What's on your mind?
Well, a couple things. One is I'm thawing my turducken this weekend, so I'll be cooking a turducken. I do that once a decade, so that'll be good this weekend.
Why do I feel like that's a euphemism of some sort?
I'm thawing my turducken. 32 years, it might be frozen.
I can't fit anything else inside it.
Might need some WD-40, if you know what I mean.
And then the other one is I had a theory about Jeremy I wanted to discuss.
Oh, no. What's
you
your
take as much time.
No, hold
take
on.
As much time
Rod,
as you want,
I don't
Rod.
Know.
Go ahead.
What's it about?
I'm pretty sure I heard him discussing he had a man purse in the last few weeks.
Correct.
I do. I have a bag that I carry my stuff in that's basically a man. It's basically a purse.
It's beautiful.
All right. Well, my theory is, or my question is, I'm wondering if Jeremy's marriage is part of an elaborate sham marriage scheme.
Where is this going, Rod?
Rod, we need you to be very careful.
Be
with
very
what you're
careful.
Saying here. This is our show.
We don't want to offend anybody, yeah. Rod.
I just wonder, has anybody seen his wife and kids? That's all I'm saying. I think he's got an imaginary life. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Rod, dude.
Here's what I will say.
Why is it that I feel like I want to hang out with you?
Here's what I will say.
Yeah.
I have met a woman who supposedly is named Nicole, but I have never, but I've only been invited to the house one time in 15 years, and she happened to conveniently be there. I have no evidence whatsoever that he lives full time with this woman who was posing.
Rod,
as
you're on to me.
I bet right now, if you go over to his house, you'll see a mannequin with a man purse in his bedroom, and that's it.
Rod, we'll talk to you next Friday, all right, buddy?
I love you, Rod. Right. Call often.
Call us every Friday for we need Rod every Friday.
I need more Rod in my life. Well,
here's Matthew. Hello,
not
Matthew.
Not what I meant.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not what I meant.
Kind of proving his point, aren't you? Need a little more Rod in my
Dom,
life.
Dom, don't repeat it.
With his purse. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Matthew?
Matthew! Save us. What's
hey,
going
guys,
on?
What's up?
Hey, buddy.
We're just hanging out.
How about you? Do you have a special someone today?
No, but I got a pretty funny and embarrassing story that happened to me when I was a kid. And if something like that happened again, it could actually break the deal for special time after dinner on Valentine's Day.
Where is this going?
Have we cleared this story that we can air it?
Yes. Yes. It's
Can
it's
you keep
funny,
it
yes.
PG-ish?
Keep it clean. What's
yes.
the story?
Oh, definitely. So quickly, I was helping my family make salsa when I was a kid. when I was cutting up jalapenos. Yeah. I had to pee really bad.
No.
All right. We don't need anything else.
That's it. There's your punchline. You're on hold. What did I tell you about my feeling today?
What is happening today?
What did I tell you about my feeling that I had today? About
so I was making salsa as a kid.
I was chopping up jalapenos and then I had
all right,
to pee.
So you touched your pee-pee ding-ding. All right. That sounds horrible.
Here's Lisa. Lisa, I'm sorry that you had to hear that.
That's all right.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Well, I do have a special someone, and right now we're en route for him to have a colonoscopy.
Best Valentine's Day ever. Get you some.
That's so good.
All right. They're going to find some conversation hearts up there, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They're going to say, go deeper.
Well, he's lost 6 pounds in one day.
I bet he has. He's created his own little box of chocolates. We hope everything comes out okay. Wish him the best.
Listen, awesome. what's his name, Lisa?
He would like to remain anonymous.
Okay, fair enough. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, you too.
All right, bye-bye. We have so many people holding who still want to get on. Some people want to do shout-outs to their honeys. Sneak one more in real fast.
One more.
Because he's been holding for like 12 minutes. Jose, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. I don't know how to follow up after that. It's,
exactly.
I mean, just a...
That's all right.
Shout-outs after colonoscopy. But anyways, I want to apologize to my wife because she left some presents on the table. I thought that was for the kids. Apparently it was for me, so... thanks, honey. I see you.
Wait. Did you open the gifts?
How can you mistake a gift for you as a gift for a child?
For the kids.
What do you guys have in common?
I mean, I don't know. It was chocolate and candy. I mean, we all like chocolate and candy, right?
Oh, that's true.
What'd you get your wife, Jose? Did you get her anything?
I'm going to get her some seal when we come home. That's about it.
What?
Seal music.
Oh, you're going to play Seal for her like we just played.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
In other words, she got you stuff and you got her nothing.
Yeah, I need to fix that.
Go to the store right now, Jose.
Yes,
have a great day, buddy.
That. Bye,
okay?
Jose. Good luck, buddy.
Thank you for the
Thank
call.
You.
There you go.
Yes, fix that immediately.
Didn't you just have a story in trending earlier this morning about the $27 billion mostly in crap that people buy?
It's all
because
crap.
They've forgotten to get anything, and so at the last minute, they just go buy
they
something.
Stop by a gas station and pick up some Slim Jims. And
those people are named Jose.
Jose,
can you see that you have come up short for Valentine's
can
Day?
Can you see no nookie in your future?
What was your favorite of those? I liked Rod.
I love
liked the jalapeno,
Rod. I love
pee-pee.
Them. They were all wins today.
You know what? Every one of you gets a...
Thank you all. Sorry we cut some of you off, but we just had to.
Well, you know.